You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With the Black Friday shopping season approaching, the anticipated consequences of overconsumption in Aotearoa have prompted the company Buy NZ Made to encourage New Zealanders to reconsider their participation in Black Friday sales. I spoke to Buy NZ Made Executive Director Dane Ambler about the effects of overconsumption in Aotearoa and how shoppers may be conscious of their spending during the Black Friday period. With the Black Friday sales period approaching, what are the concerns regarding overconsumption?
Yeah, I think overconsumption is a big one. Black Friday really fuels a culture of overconsumption, leading to, you know, unnecessary waste and a massive strain on our natural resources. I think, you know, the shipping that's involved with getting products from overseas as well has a massive carbon footprint, and you know, the single use packaging spikes up during that period, so that contributes to plastic pollution and environmental degradation. So there's a whole lot of concerns around Black Friday.
How does consumerism during the Black Friday period compare to consumerism during other periods, such as Boxing Day, for example?
Yeah, I don't know, but I think it's, you know, widely considered the biggest sale of the year. I'm not too sure how it, you know, made its way around the world. I remember when it was confined to America and, you know, would see on the news people getting, you know, stomped and trampled on as retail shops opened or closed or whatever. But yeah, it has made its way here, and I would say it's our biggest sale day of the year.
What are ways New Zealanders can be conscious of their consumption during this period?
I guess the first question to ask yourself is whether you really need the item that you're buying. You know, the next sale is just around the corner as well, so don't get too wrapped up in Black Friday deals. I do think that, you know, Black Friday often encourages consumers to buy things that they don't need, and those retailers may artificially inflate prices specifically for Black Friday to, you know, create the illusion of significant discounts. So just be aware of the tactics that retailers do use. We obviously really encourage consumers to think about supporting smaller local businesses rather than large retail chains. And that's going to keep the money in the country. It's going to give a much-needed boost to the local economy. We know that it's been a really tough few years for small businesses. So where you can, you know, if it's feasible for you to do so, invest in New Zealand businesses and help to create Kiwi jobs.
In a press release, you warned that some retailers artificially inflate prices. How can consumers identify these artificially inflated prices?
Yeah, I would use Price Buy. Consumer New Zealand also has some details with how to keep an eye out for, you know, artificially inflated prices. That item that you're after is probably going to go on sale a few times, so you can check sort of the history of the price it was. But as I say, just don't get sucked into the Friday discount as being the best. You know, the next sale is ultimately just around the corner. You know, we'll have one in the lead up to Christmas, then we'll have Boxing Day. So yeah, just think consciously about your purchasing decisions.
Can you explain what Buy NZ Made is calling for?
Yes, yeah. So obviously Buy New Zealand Made is a small advocacy group, and we license out the Kiwi trademark. So we go out to Kiwi manufacturers, and we've got 1,400 small businesses signed on to use the logo. Those companies basically just want to stand apart from the international competition. So we're really calling for Kiwi consumers to support those businesses in the lead up to Christmas. You know, it can go a long way to reducing your environmental footprint. And, you know, you're supporting local production and reducing the need for long-distance shipping. And those businesses really need the support in the lead-up to Christmas. Yeah, I think it is quite an important message. You know, the Black Friday, we really get quite carried away with it. And, yeah, it's a shame. We've got, actually, one point I will raise is We've got an alternative to Black Friday coming up. So on Thursday the 21st, it's New Zealand May Day. We've got a massive amount of giveaways going down on our Facebook page and Instagram. And those are all from local businesses that are offering out discounts to try and, you know, increase their cash flow in the lead up to Christmas. It's a much more sustainable option to support local businesses and, you know, reduce the shipping pollution and, you know, degradation that goes on with imported goods.
That was Buy NZ Made Executive Director Dane Ambler speaking about avoiding overconsumption during the upcoming Black Friday period.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.